afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm here with my co-host. Who am I, Butch? I'm
It's Friday.
I was thinking about that person that you were talking about as we were coming on to the right before we were coming on to the program.
Well, yes. you know who we're talking about. And the folks listening, it's no big deal, but I have a guest coming on my program Tuesday night named Phil Robertson. Y'all know from Duck Donaldson will be on our program discussing his newest book, and he's a pretty straight shooter. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, and so I was thinking about that, so, walk and chew gum, Melody. I can do that, I promise. Today is Friday, March 4th, 2022. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And what a day it has been. It's been another great day here in the precious metals, and I really don't see much changing. However, if there was some sort of a truce between Russia and Ukraine, I don't know what would happen to the markets that we've gotten this far, and with these prices being written in to the future. I was shocked. I saw this article right before coming onto the program, and I'm going to just mention this before we go to the metal markets. Corn and soybean farmer says Americans may see grocery bills increase $1,000 a month.
That would put us on a diet, wouldn't it?
He's a farmer from Iowa, and he said this. And I saw this again right before coming on the air. Americans, it wasn't maybe. It was Americans can expect to see grocery bills increase $1,000 a month due to a massive increase in the price of fertilizer.
Please send that to me if you don't mind. Send it to me if you don't care.
Ben Rinchie, who runs the Blue Diamond Farming Company, predicted that the Russian sanctions, the Green New Deal, and other factors will cause a massive spike in food prices later this year, spurring more economic hardships for Americans. Soaring fertilizer prices are likely to spike food prices. So if you're upset that gas is up a dollar or two a gallon, wait until your grocery bill is up $1,000 a month. And it may not manifest itself in terms of price, but it could be quantity as well. Empty shelf syndrome may just be starting. And the price of his crops, or the major crops, corn, soybeans, wheat, rice, cotton, are all up 30 to 40%. They are on his farm, and most of it is fertilizer. Nitrogen prices are up three times for the last crop that they put in. Phosphorus, potassium have doubled. And the planting season in the Northern Hemisphere is just 3 weeks away. He says there is no miracle technology that can cut that in half or a third. It's a pretty fixed formula. So for him to grow an acre of corn on his farm, he needs 200 pounds of nitrogen, 200 pounds of phosphorus, and 100 pounds of potash. He says it remains to be seen how this plays out, and speculated that some farmers may opt to switch to other crops that produce less. But he also goes on and talks about the main culprit being the price of natural gas. It's the key stock of most fertilizer inputs. But people just don't realize how everything is so connected and
no,
what really
don't.
Makes the world go round.
No, they don't. No. No.
He goes on, he says, then when we got supply chain rules that come from the pandemic, a few hurricanes that knocked down some supply sources, he says this could kind of be described as the food crisis of the Green New Deal. He says farmers now can't buy from friendly parties that have a third of the supplies. So, I mean, it just keeps on. And I saw $1,000 a month increase. That's huge.
There's no way most people could absorb that. I know with
there's no way
I couldn't. No way.
Yeah. There's no way.
A $12,000 a year increase in food prices? No. That won't work for us.
Yeah, that's $12,000 a year.
Yes, it is. If
and that's not including the increase in the oil?
That's right.
And everything else that you... That means insurances. I mean, that means everything goes up.
I don't know what happened to your place last night, but gasoline went up 34 cents a gallon last night here where I live.
Wow.
34 cents in one night. When March and I got married, it was 25 cents a gallon, give or take a penny or two. So it went up a half again what we paid for when we first got married. It's now now $3.69.9. It was $3.35.9.
Wow. Well, I got gas. Everything is pretty close here, so I don't have to do a lot of driving and everything. But I filled up my gas tanks a week ago, so I guess
That's huge, Imelda. 34 cents. 34 cents
in
one night. I've never seen that before in my lifetime. Not 34 cents.
Let's go ahead and get to the precious metals.
Yes,
we have gold, $1,970, up 32. Silver is $25.70. That's up 46 cents. And pretty much gold and silver percentage-wise performed the same. Platinum was up 3.5% at $11.27. Palladium was up 7.25%.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. 3,065.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. Well, a lot of palladium comes out of Russia. So,
wow.
Yep. The USDX today was stronger, of course, by 0.84 at 98.57. And I'll pick up the crude oil prices here in a little bit. So I can see all the numbers. And the Dow was down, huge. And they brought it back to only 180 points. But it slides for the fourth straight week. 33,614. S&P was down 34 points at 4,328. The NASDAQ got hit a little bit harder, 1.66%. 224 points. Asia, I noticed, was negative, and they were all down. The Hang Seng and the Nikkei were down like almost 2.5% both. Shanghai wasn't as bad. Europe got creamed last night, literally creamed. And doesn't anybody think that our markets are going to catch up? The DAX was down almost 4.5%. The FTSE was down 3.5%. France was down 5%. So when you take into effect, they're all down in a week or 2 days, 7-8%. You don't think ours is going to catch up? I wouldn't want to be holding paper over the weekend, that's for sure. The bond market... 10-year yield, 1.74%. Let's take a peek at oil now. WTI was up 7%, $7.57 at 115. Brent was also up over 7% at 118. Natural gas, 4.9. That's up 4.25%. And I also saw numbers that nickel. And I mean, these highs, we're going back to 2008. Now, nobody's even paying attention to the jobs report today. But if these highs are going back, and they're making comparisons to 2008. How can everything be happy and fine and strong if we are comparing it to 2008, doesn't anybody remember what was going on in 2008? Does anybody realize what all of these sanctions and everything are going to filter down to all kinds when they their stock markets are crashing? I mean, hey, everything is so interconnected, and yes, even with Russia. And Butch, you would think, you know, and you know China. So they're really connected. I mean, it's just, we might be the most or least affected at the moment. Maybe we've had some sort of covering, but it's coming.
Oh, it's coming.
And it's going to be downright nasty. And the only thing that would change it, and I'm not even sure it would change it now, would be if they came up with a truce.
If they stopped today, it would take a while to get everything back to somewhat normal. It would not happen overnight. It would take months, maybe a couple of years long. Who knows how long? And talk about gold prices. What is an American Eagle worth now? The 1 ounce $50 gold piece. What about what are they going for now?
They're going $2,091.
Okay, I have this is older sale paper. I just kept it just to keep for a comparison. In 2001, gold was selling for $290 an ounce. Now, this was when the Eagles were selling for like $1,760. This is a lot older flyer. They said if you would buy $25,000 worth in 2001, it'd be worth over $100,000 at prices back then when this was put out about a year or so ago. So, compared now, it's over $2,000, so it's worth a lot more than it was even when this flyer was put out. But so, folks, it's $290 per ounce, 2001. Melody, think about the increase in that. That is huge. And if you buy $25,000 back then, you'd be worth over $100,000 today. That's not a bad investment, is it?
No, not at all.
So, see, I keep you saying sometimes, just keep in mind what things were. What price were, you know, that's been 21 years ago. That's not been forever ago, folks. That wasn't 100 years ago. That's 21 years ago. If we would have had it and done it back then, that's what you would have had in your pocket today. Okay, Melody, I'm sorry. I just wanted to interject that.
Thank you for doing so. And, you know, we were talking about the $1,000 grocery store. Nearly 80% of Americans said they faced shortages at the grocery store in the last 3 months.
Oh, yes.
Just the last 3 months. 80% of Americans. A 40-year high in inflation and supply shortages. But who's talking about supply shortages? No one. And yet, coming off the week of Biden giving his speech, it's like, you got to be kidding. We're in deep doo-doo, Butch.
No.
But we have been for a long time.
It's just getting deeper now, and it's going to get much. I don't want to keep saying it. People think, folks, it's going to get much worse. A few months ago, we said oil is going to go $100 a barrel, and it has.
Yeah, we did.
And it's going to go over 150, folks, soon. Gasoline will be a $4.50 a gallon at least in the very near future.
The average price of a home? $392,000. Average. How long do you think that's going to last? Although
so
with inflation.
Well, how long will it be before people start losing their home because they can't buy groceries?
They can't buy groceries.
When you get a chance, I read this article here from Greg Hunter's
you're right, Butch, because they'll buy the groceries and let their home mortgage go. Yeah,
they'll have to. They have to eat.
Yeah, they have to eat. And they know from before, when there was financial troubles, when we started going into the pandemic, they were allowed to stay in their homes for a long, long time.
Yes,
they didn't
they
have
were.
To make payments. And they know that now. So, sad.
Maybe the Great Reset will give it to where they want to pay for it, but they won't have anything either. So, you know, we'll see. But USA Watchdog, Greg Hunter put out an article on his site that's really powerful and good. And, you know, and Greg Hunter's pretty much on the mark in a lot of things he talks about. But it says 15,000 on the Dow. Charles Nenner warns of great danger from war cycle. Renowned geopolitical and financial expert Charles Nenner says his analysis shows the world is entering into a huge war cycle that could last for many years. And that was also said by some other people. That's hard to believe, but folks, this could be another Vietnam. Who knows? If it stays that level. Nenner says the war cycle is such that there is great danger for a huge war. I agree. What I've been writing about is the big danger that Russia, Iran, and China will get together. China's watching how we deal with Ukraine before they start with Taiwan. I think this is a big one. The West is in disarray, and it does not have a line on where to go or what to do. This war cycle is going to be bad, and I'll tell you why. We do price targets or markets in war cycles, and if you look at the price targets, it tells me that the casualties are going to be much higher than the First and Second World War. So it's not going to be a joke. Nenner says his cycles are telling him that his casualties in the next war will top 175 million. Nenner also sees that the world leaders are not taking this seriously and points that out. What's going on in this country, America? What are they busy with, and what is compared to a nuclear war? Nothing. Even Biden's decisions now are based on public relations. If the United States were independent with oil, like it was before the pipeline, like Trump pushed, we would not be in the situation that oil could go up to another $50 a barrel. It looks like now oil can go to $150 per barrel and even get to $250 per barrel. War abroad is not the only thing to look for. Nenner says, I think there's going to be a lot of civil unrest. I agree with that, Melody. I don't like to say that, but I agree with that. When Rome was burning, and we are talking about 2,000 years ago, the senators were discussing if angels were male or female. This is while Rome was burning. This world is burning, and we're discussing it, what kind of sign it's put on a public restroom. It's the same situation. Nobody takes the lead in the big situations. The cycle for civil unrest has turned up, and it's going to get much worse. You can imagine if Biden loses to Trump in 2024, what's going to happen over that? I have never seen people so much on edge. Look at what's going on with masks. People are ready to kill you because you disagree on what you think about masks. Nenner thinks the stock market can go down in the next leg to 15,000 on the Dow. After that, there will be no more downside pain in stocks to follow the next few years. Nenner is still forecasting the Dow to bottom out at 5,000. Nenner says the U.S. dollar cycle is headed down while interest rates are headed up. Meanwhile, Nenner predicts the bond market will tank, but it's getting a little bounce at the moment. Nenner sees inflation sticking around for some time to come, and gold going to be up in a long-term cycle starting in earnest in mid-April. We will see. But folks, I tend to agree with what he's saying. It's going to be a rough ride ahead.
And I hear the music, so we'll head into a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And, you know, I know everybody's glued to the TVs and the radios, listening to see what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. And it's, you know, I don't know where it's heading, Butch, but it's not a good place. And we certainly saw where they were able to take over a nuclear plant, which controls a lot of area. And it doesn't seem like anything is going to stop him. I think he's going to go all the way.
Well, I think you're right. There's what can stop him. He's not concerned. We don't have time to get into all of that today, but there's often a lot of reasons why he's not too concerned. And these so-called sanctions are going to bite us in the butt as much as it does them. And and I'll just show you this very quickly and give an opinion before we move on to some of the news. But according to this article, if I can find it very quickly here, it looks like Russia is going to vote today about going back on the gold standard for the ruble. Did you see that?
I did not.
Yeah, this is Russia returns to the gold standard for its currency. Russia returns to gold standard government to remove VAT tax on bullion. This bill will be submitted to the State Duma on March 4th. That's today, right?
It is.
This is from Hal Turner, by the way. In one fell swoop, Russia just made the Russian ruble the single most stable currency in the entire world. Moreover, they just messed up the U.S. dollar and euro so badly, neither currency is likely to survive. Nobody around the world would favor a U.S. dollar backed by nothing from a nation 30 trillion in debt versus a gold-backed ruble. Russia just completely smashed the United States and the eurozone. Think I'm kidding? Think again. When Muammar Gaddafi in Libya planned on a gold-backed currency for all of Africa, the West went into Libya and overthrew him. When Saddam Hussein in Iraq announced he would start selling oil on currencies rather than the U.S. dollar, two months later, the Iraq war, and they hung him. The U.S. dollar began the sole reserve currency for the planet, is why wars get waged, and now Russia has completely, totally smashed it. Now, this article is from Hal Turner, which is generally a pretty good source, said they're going to vote on today. It'd be interesting to see if this comes to fruition or not. If it does, and this article's right, there won't be another currency in the world to compete with the ruble.
Well, it's still a matter of whether people want it or not. And I don't think it's going to change the amount of people flocking to the ruble just because it's backed by gold. But it will help their economy, and it will help their ability to survive while doing what he's doing. So,
do you think ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
To the way the world is, I mean, nobody wants to do business with them, so I don't know who would accept other than China.
And Iraq.
And Iraq.
Iran.
Yeah. Iran.
And
some India.
Countries. Yeah.
So
yeah.
some
I mean,
of those
that's
countries.
That's pretty much it. The China, Iraq, and India is India probably are at least a fourth of the world's economy, maybe more, maybe half. But
and you know what? And maybe that's why our country, our great leaders in D.C., wants oil from Iran. Maybe to, you know, step in front of somehow in some way, you know, maybe cut Russia off or at least try to take some of that oil from Iran and give them some U.S. dollars or something instead of them taking the rubles. Who knows? But why would on earth would they want us to start buying oil from Iran? And I know that I guess there were some restrictions removed, I think, during the Obama administration. But they love Iran. They love Iran. I don't get it.
Well,
they're not going to be able to control that government in particular from obtaining and succeeding in their nuclear weapons. I don't know. It's a messed up. I mean, there isn't anything out there that makes sense anymore. And when it doesn't make sense, all they're doing out there is grasping for straws, and because things are that bad.
Well, I can imagine nations flocking to the ruble backed by gold. I can see that happening. And maybe people
not when he's in Ukraine. Not when he's starting a war with Ukraine.
Well, that war's already started, so we'll see what happens if that
war
started.
Well, I mean, during the war.
Yeah,
unless
okay.
he pulls back.
Well, like I said, China will back him, I'm sure.
Yeah, China, Iran, and India.
China is our number one trading partner.
Yeah.
So those.
But I mean, Europe won't want it. The U.S. won't want it. Any ally of the United States wouldn't want it. Canada wouldn't, you know, so. Not as long as that war is going on, I wouldn't think.
We'll get some more on that war in a minute, too, because we now have Senator Graham, saying someone should assassinate Putin. Did you see that article?
I saw the headlines. I heard it.
Yeah, said someone will kill him. I mean, come on, people. Are we wanting a nuclear war? I mean, I wish I had more time sometime to go into the program in more detail. But anyway, this article on Natural News, I think, really hits it right on the head also. Inflation, food shortages, and the ongoing energy crisis are all coinciding with escalating war. Many people seem to falsely believe that the Russia-Ukraine conflict will remain isolated to Europe and not affect us in any substantial way here in the United States. This is a grave error, however. America and many other countries, for that matter, are already facing one of the worst energy crises since the 1970s, and it turns out that Russia is one of the world's most important energy producers. Energy prices are now soaring all around the world, which is affecting logistics and food production. It is becoming prohibitively expensive for many people to heat and cool their homes as well. Normally, Russia and Ukraine exports vast quantities of food to the rest of the world, but the war is going to change that, reports the Washington Standard's Michael Snyder. We really are facing a horrifying breakdown of our food and energy systems, and that is going to affect every man, woman, and child on the entire planet. The military-industrial complex is blaming Russia's invasion for soaring food prices here in the U.S., even though inflation has been through the roof for at least the past year. Clearly, there is some other cause for which the war situation is being used as cover. The Wuhan coronavirus pandemic, we are told, is what started the whole thing. But which came first, the pandemic or the unraveling of the current corrupt system, which was probably going to happen anyway? The global food supply is crumbling. According to Snyder, Russia and Ukraine together produce about 25% of the world's wheat crop. The escalating war situation will almost certainly disrupt the export of this staple food. Billions of people around the world rely on this wheat, which is used to make bread, pasta, and various packaged foods. They also rely on barley, sunflower seed oil, and corn, which are also grown and made in Russia and Ukraine. So if the exports from these two warring nations are reduced or completely cut off, how are we possibly going to replace that output? Snyder asked. Does anyone have an answer for that? There is no answer other than perhaps this is the four horses of the apocalypse riding one by one. In other words, there may be no stopping the prophetic scenario from continuing and ultimately being fulfilled. Together, Russia and Ukraine supply 29% of all wheat exports and 75%, listen to that, 75% of all global exports of sunflower oil, said Kelly Golgari, a senior research analyst at Grow Intelligence and Agriculture Data Platform. Much of the world's fertilizer also comes from Russia, which is cutting off exports for the current growing season. This is a really bad situation for the rest of the world outside of Russia. Previously, I've written about how global agricultural production is going to be down all over the globe in 2022 because fertilizer prices have started to spiral out of control. In fact, in Africa alone, it's being projected that enough food to feed 100 million people will not be grown this year because of outrageous cost of fertilizer. Even the Washington Post admits that the world is headed for a supply crunch that will be hard to resolve. In Snyder's view, this is a massive understatement. Even before the war erupted, some types of fertilizer had doubled in price, and some have tripled in price, and some have actually quadrupled in price. 6 months down the road, we are likely to see food riots all over the globe. Repeat that. 6 months down the road, we're likely to see food riots all over the globe. The energy crisis will only exacerbate the problem, making it difficult to produce fertilizer, food, and other components for the global food system, not to mention consumer goods and everything else that people rely on in order to live. And what you just said about the farmer and $1,000 increase in food prices ties right in this article. I mean, I had no idea. I knew that Ukraine and Russia produced a lot of grain. I had no idea that 29% of it. And 75% of the global exports of sunflower oil. Not that that's necessarily a huge item, but it just shows the impact it's going to have about everything we think about, Melody, worldwide. I mean, we, as you said many times, I've said it, we're no longer an independent nation. We can't feed ourselves any longer. We cannot take care of ourselves any longer. We rely on other nations, enemy nations, to take care of us, even China, to make 80% of our medicine. We have become a needy child. It may throw a timber tantrum, but it's not going to hurt us. Does that make any sense?
Well, it does. And just wait. You can't tell me any different that China's not sitting back and looking at this, weighing their options with Taiwan.
Oh, yes.
What do you think is going? What sanctions are we going to put on China? And all they have to do is say, well, I guess we can't send you any more of those pharmaceuticals that we send you, 80% that keeps some people alive here in the United States. I mean, it's just forget the trinkets. We don't need trinkets.
Well, you just stop and think. This didn't happen by chance. This was has been done over the last several decades. This was planned years ago.
Absolutely.
And what we're seeing happening now obviously is part of the plan, Melody. This is not something new. And to know that Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, also is good friends with Klaus Schwab, and some other people that we'll say are some of the elite. They're good friends. They're good buddies. With Trudeau also, by the way, he's a good friend. You have to wonder what's going on here. You really do.
Hey, Butch, we have a caller from I didn't hear, but I think Pennsylvania, Jim.
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, welcome to the program.
Yeah, concerning the fertilizer program, I remember in World War II, my dad spent a lot of time in India, and what they used was human fertilizer. That's why he couldn't eat rice for about 40 years because of just the thought of it. But you have animal waste and you have human waste. And with human waste, you can use compost toilets, and you can recycle a lot of the, obviously, the food that we eat. So that is something to consider because it does work. There's no shortage of Indians on the continent today, so it didn't kill them.
I agree. I mean, and you're right, the recycling the waste that we throw away all the time, that would be a very wise idea, along with some compost, you know, from compost leaves.
So you need to get cracking and get those compost toilets out, although I don't sell them or have any investment interest in that. But it's the way we have to start thinking in lieu of the incompetence that we have to deal with our political leaders. And that's about all I have to say today. Have a good weekend.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. You know, and people, a lot of people have built compost, I call them baskets. You put outside, you know, and you throw in the leaves and the leftover food you eat. I know people have used human fertilizer. I know family used their toilet compost on their gardens. I never had went that far. I don't think I want to. But nonetheless, even the food scraps are good compost. They let them sit and, you know, ferment, and they make good fertilizer. Even dead animal bodies. I know it sounds gross, but they make good compost.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And here's an article I thought you might want to hear. This is Daily Mail. Pain to pump. Americans are warned budget for $5 a gallon gas as oil prices surge during Russian invasion of Ukraine. And U.S. national average rises to $3.61. Well, I'll tell you, it's higher than that this morning. I can tell you that for sure. But I won't get through, all that. They expect gasoline to be up to the average price per gallon on regular to be about $4.50 a gallon. Just for regular. That's what they expect it up to in the next little while. So that's huge. That's a lot. That's a huge increase. I mean, it wasn't too long ago gasoline was $2.30, $2.40 a gallon. Now we're under $3.70 a gallon. That's a big increase, Melody.
It truly is.
So that, yes, it hurts. Now, RT America ceases productions and lays off most of its staff. Did you hear about that? On CNN.
You're talking about Russian Times?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. RT.
They were shut down a while, I think.
I don't know when this happened.
Since the war, well, not a while, in a week.
About a week. Yeah.
About
since
a week,
the war started. Yeah. RT America will cease production and lay off most of its staff, according to a memo from TNR Productions, the production company behind the Russian state-funded network, which CNN obtained. Misha Sologonis, I can't even say the name, the general manager of TNR Productions, told staff in the memo that it will be ceasing production at all of its locations as a result of unforeseen business interruption events. Unfortunately, we anticipate this layoff will be permanent, meaning that all this will result in a permanent separation of employment of most TNR employees at all locations. TNR Productions operate offices in New York, Miami, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. The news will mean an effective end to RT America, the network of one of Russia's President Vladimir Putin's main mouthpieces, and the U.S. was dropped earlier this week. And so, yeah, just this past week. But that's more jobs going. I don't know how many people work there, but they had offices, as I said, in New York, Miami, and Los Angeles, and D.C., so it wasn't a small operation. That's just more jobs shut.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just more pain for people that are trying to feed their families.
Well, I mean, but hey, we had a great jobs report today, so there's lots of jobs out there to get. So
okay.
You know,
This article, the Ice Age Farmer, I'll try to get in before the break. Food crisis. EU expects shortages. South Korea feed producers to declare force majeure. The food crisis here. The EU's agriculture ministers told Emirates has held an emergency meeting and are set to activate a food crisis contingency mechanism in anticipation of the shortages resulting from the blocked 40% of global wheat exports that are no longer flowing from Russia to Ukraine. South Korea's animal feed producers, we're going after the break.
We are heading into a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Just one more time.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Butch, I'm just going to hand it over to you.
Yeah, I'll finish the article started.
Yes.
So the food crisis here, the EU's agriculture ministers held an emergency meeting. Now, folks, the EU's agriculture ministers held an emergency meeting and are set to activate, now pay attention, activate a food crisis contingency mechanism in anticipation of the shortages resulting from the block. 40% of global wheat exports are no longer flowing from Ukraine and Russia. Now, what is a contingency program for food crisis? Somebody tell me. South Korea's animal feed producers are preparing to declare force majeure, unable to produce feed without the 300,000 metric tons they expected from Ukraine now stuck in about the Black Sea. Nations are banning exports to cling to what food stocks they do have. Repeat that. Nations are banning exports to cling to what food stocks they do have. Things are escalating quickly in the food crisis, and all of this was pre-scripted in 2015 Food Chain Reaction Game, and we are now walking through the script. You have to read that, folks, to catch up on that. It's by the Ice Age Farmer, March 3rd, 2022. Check out the Food Chain Reaction Game. This has all been scripted. Please, this, nothing in politics happens by chance. Who said that, Melody, many years ago? Someone said that. I can't remember who it was. You probably know what I'm talking about. But I have a friend out of Georgia. Intelligent man, a really intelligent man. He's been exposing things for many years. And I just got a message from him that his bank manager told him to get his money out of the bank. He said, if you get it out and it's nothing happens, that's great. But then it could be actually shutting some things down the bank and freezing some funds here in the very near future. So I'm just sharing that for take it for what it's worth. I'm just sharing it from a guy that I know, and he's a good guy, and I trust him. So the bank manager told him, get the money out of the bank. Don't leave it in the bank. So we'll see. I want to say, I'm just sharing it. Chaos erupts in energy markets as European gas jumps 60%. The invasion of Ukraine has transformed Russia into a commercial outcast as refiners balk at purchasing Russian energy products and banks refusing to finance shipments. The result is a physical market in disarray as geopolitical turmoil upends the supply chain and keeps markets volatile. Commodity markets have been in turmoil since February 24th invasion. European natural gas jumped as much as 60% on Wednesday as buyers, traders, and shippers avoid Russian gas. Three sources told Bloomberg that gas and power traders are avoiding new deals with Russia's Gazprom PJSC. They said European companies are expected to unwind contracts or clearinghouses will halt trading with Russia, a state-owned energy company, and liquidate their positions. Melody, you know, energy is going to affect things we don't think about, like electricity. Would that be fair to say that? It's going to affect that quite a bit, too.
Yeah, everything. It's just not our gasoline prices.
No, it's everything.
No,
it's going to affect the food prices. It's going to affect, folks, this summer you make, air conditioning? What was that? We used to have it. Can't afford it now. for many years. Go ahead, Melda. I'm sorry.
And think of all the oil byproducts.
Oh, yes.
I mean, everything. Everything we use, some of the things we eat, are byproducts of oil. Everything, all of those things will rise in price. But those are the things we don't think about. We just focus on gasoline and our heat, because those are, of course, those are the biggest things that we, you know, can see and feel, and hits us first. So...
Well, let me ask you a personal question. Has your electricity bill went up quite a bit in the last few months, last year or so?
I hate to say it, but I just don't do comparisons because I don't.
Well,
so
I know ours went up.
It seems higher.
Yeah, ours went up tremendously. Ours went up tremendously. Our electricity bill this past month was over $500.
What?
Yep. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Highest ever seen it. And I got the bill. I can prove it. That's huge.
I don't even think mine was that high.
It's over $500 this month, and I had the bill on the desk. I'm waiting to pay because I don't have the money right now. But this is yes, over $500. So yeah, folks, this affects me too. I can't pay that bill right now. I got to wait to get some funds in here. I'm not a multi-millionaire. I'm not even a minty millionaire. I'm not not even close to millionaire. Period. But you know, I'm still making it. But with those kind of if that continues or even maintains that record, then food goes up. Let's say another 50%, and gasoline goes up another $1 a gallon. Is that going to hurt you, Mel? It's going to hurt me tremendously. It really is.
Oh yeah, I begin. We talked about this before. Yeah, you make changes. You know, you don't go to the store three times a week. You go once.
And it's exactly right. And you don't take the afternoon drives anymore either.
No, you don't.
I mean, this,
so you do cut back, and it will have an impact.
So these are things that we need to really think about. I mean, really think about. I mean, everything in prices are going through the roof, and a dollar today is almost like a nickel was 50 years ago. Well, it literally is. You know, it's just not worth anything. So that's today, and we're going to see it happen worse. Now, folks, I keep saying this because I want you to be at least think about this. I don't want you to panic, but I want you to think about what you're going to do. It's going to get a lot worse, in my opinion. And I've been in this world going on 74 years, been preaching over 40 years. I know some things about history, by scripture. It's going to get worse. Maybe by the grace of God, by his intervention, things may back up some. It may back off a little bit. But I don't see it happening, at least not for the foreseeable future. I'd advise you to prepare yourself. Get some food while you still can. Get some food while you still can. Get a water filter. Buy some real. Well, get some real money. Go ahead.
Let me tell you, this article just popped up in front of me, and it's food protectionism is spreading as Hungary bans grain exports.
Yes.
Governments around the world are taking steps to safeguard domestic food supply. What the heck are we doing? Nothing. And I mean, that's incredible, Butch.
Yes, it is. And that's what I'm saying. Get it while you can.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to put a little stimulus in Marshall to go out and purchase a few more things. And I'm going to get hold of one of the sponsor program, Demand of Foods, to buy some more storable food. That's why I can. As prices are going up, everything's going to be higher because I didn't get it last week. It's going to be higher this week. But we plan the best we can, folks, to budget for what we can do. Do the best you can. But you better be calling Melody up about getting something in your hand that's worth value. This is my opinion again. My opinion and $1.50 a bite cup of coffee. Gold is right now around $2,000, roughly an ounce. That's wholesale price. It could mean one day that a piece of gold will buy you a couple weeks worth of food when nothing else will. When dollars don't do it. Because gold and silver are something people recognize as value because it is valuable. They recognize real value because it's something that had to be mined and minted and it's worth something. It's tangible. Paper money would be like back in Germany and before World War II, when the world bars were full of money, wouldn't even buy a loaf of bread. They actually fueled their houses with it because they couldn't afford the wood to heat the house and coal to heat the house with. This has all happened already, folks. This is nothing new. But now it's going to be on a worldwide scale, not just one nation, but a worldwide scale. Millie, that in itself very scary, isn't it?
It really is. And you know what's scary is we haven't seen anything yet.
No, we haven't.
We're going to wake up to a brand new world one day. And
well, waking up this
that
morning,
day is coming sooner.
Wake up this morning and seeing gas go up 34 cents is a shock to me. Nickel. Yeah, nickel is bad. But 34 cents in one night makes you wonder what's going to happen tomorrow morning. It's
yep.
not far from $4 a barrel, is it? A gallon,
nope.
I mean, not far from $4 a gallon. It really
is. Well, in some place it is.
It is. But Chuck Baldwin wrote I'll share this part of this article with you. I think it's a very good article. Ukraine is not a victim. As political analyst and more importantly, and spiritually minded student of the scriptures, I'm absolutely convinced of this. When the major establishments all pounce on one subject, collectively decide who is a victim and who is its villain, and beat the same drum every day over and over in total unison, the narrative that is being presented is 100% upside down. And right now, the power establishment has decided to bewitch us with an anti-Russia, pro-Ukraine agenda. But as all, with all establishment propaganda, the narrative is a big, fat lie. And that's a rather long article. I won't read it. But he's right. When the whole news media jumps on this bandwagon, do you trust them? How do you trust them? How many times has the news media lied to us in the last 10 years? Better question is, how many times have they ever told the truth in the last 10 years? We need to think about these things now. And now Putin said, Melody, that he has drone footage, satellite footage, of what actually happened on 9/11. And he can dump it right out if the United States doesn't back off and show who was really behind 9/11. So here we are. I don't know. I better slow down a little bit. I'm taking over the program, and I shouldn't do that. I'm sorry about that.
Well, no, that's fine. You're doing a great job, so keep on.
Well, three Republicans vote against a resolution that could call for American troops in Russia. Now, folks, listen to this. Three House Republicans voted against a resolution Wednesday that conservatives have argued was so broad it could call to commit American troops to the conflict and for the United States to be in conflict with Russia forever. The House overwhelmingly passed House Resolution 956. Now, this is a resolution, not a bill. 426-3, Melody. Only three Republicans, Representative Thomas Massie from Kentucky, Matt Rosendale from Montana, and Paul Kozar from Arizona, voted against it. Massie supported the non-interventionist foreign policy, said the resolution calls for immediate defensive security assistance to Ukraine, which is so overly broad that it could call to commit American troops to the fight on behalf of Ukraine. Only three Republicans out of the House voted not to to say they'll commit troops to the war.
That is amazing.
Folks, don't tell me they say this isn't happening, this isn't real. I was a young boy, a young man in 1964 when was it 64 or 62 whenever the Cuban crisis happened. And John Kennedy was in office. And we come close to going to war there with Russia. I didn't know it, I was just a boy. But we're that close again, if not closer than we're then. And they're ending ATMs in Russia. Thousands of cash machines are moved across the country as banks go digital. They're closing down bank branches and taking ATMs. They want the thing to go digital. It's the people that are older citizens like myself don't want it. They don't understand it. But they're closing down branches in Victoria, like 120 branches. And New South Wales, they closed 140 fewer stores. 300 servers don't have a single ATM to withdraw cash. They're going cashless, folks. And Colorado's Governor Jared Polis says that his state will be the first to accept cryptocurrency for payment for taxes. And locals will soon also be paid for the driver's license and hunting license with crypto. We're going cashless. You better prepare yourself on this. It's coming whether you want to or not. It's coming. Anything you want to add to that, Melody?
Nope.
And we're about out of time, so I'm going to close with a good news story. Do you mind?
I do not mind at all.
Sweetest act of kindness I've ever seen. Electrical company pays little boy for his help. Electrical company in England printed a payslip for a client's 5-year-old boy and paid him for his help. Seaton's Electrical, based in Hull, H-U-O-L, recently worked at Laura Nicole Anderson's home for 6 weeks doing some work. According to Anderson, her son, Theo, was obsessed with the workers and didn't miss any opportunity to help them or be around them. We have had the electrician here every day for the past 6 weeks, and Theo has been obsessed with them. He has hounded them with questions, kindness, and constant offers of help, Anderson wrote on a Facebook post. After the job was complete, a staff member from the company returned to their home with an envelope for Theo. Quite possibly the sweetest act of kindness I've ever seen, Anderson said. Inside the envelope was a payslip with his wage of £15 for completing the following jobs: measuring of items, counting and adding up numbers of sockets, catering yummy cookies, books on volunteering and quality assurance, asking a lot of questions. Anderson said Theo was disappointed when the workers left, but he was thrilled about his earnings from his first job. He made him refreshments, forced cookies upon them, and insisted they give him more jobs to do. Every question he asked, they answered with such kindness, really making time for him despite being really busy, she said. The first thing he said after thank you was that he was happy to be wanted to go buy his brother an Easter egg, she added. Isn't that sweet?
Isn't that cute? Very much
that
so.
Is. I mean, the company actually wrote a check. Paid him in cash, actually. But sent him a pay slip. They said, this is for all the jobs you did. Forced us to eat cookies and quality assurance by asking a lot of questions. Folks, from time to time, take time to dwell on the blessings. We are in a mess. But if you get family that loves you and people that you love, you get time to spend with them, spend it with them. And when you're with them, be with them. Don't be worrying about what's going to go on tomorrow. When you get time to be with your son or your daughter, your grandma, grandpa, wife, or husband, be with them. Let them know you care and show them you care. And that's it for me this week.
All right. Well, we appreciate those final thoughts because they were very important. And what's also very important, folks out there, is be safe this weekend. And give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above.